This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm trying to finish the tweet here.
Maybe you shouldn't procrastinate quite so
much. I know. Well, you know, I was talking to you know who.
Well, you know, you got a job to do. You know what
I'm saying? I do. I mean, do you want to lay some out while I finish the show tweet here? I mean,
well, you were talking about our 12:35 guests coming up in a little under half an hour. The former governor, Arnie Carlson, he's got some things to say.
Well, always says delighted. You know,
he's delighted to join Chet Hartman.
So then I'm about
today.
To tweet out, we're delighted that Governor Arnie's back on the show. We are.
Yeah, big overrated coming up in an hour with Mark Fry joining. And, of course, 2 o'clock, the regular, Chip Scoggins.
The regular, is that what we should call him?
I think so.
He'd like that, right?
He always available, not always available, but the he's the opposite of Hauser. When you call Chip, he is waiting with his phone in his hand. He is ready to go.
What do you think that is about Hauser? Like, is he just playing hard to get?
Yeah, that or he's running. It takes a minute to get to the, it's like the phone and the arm sleeve or something like that. So it takes a minute to get it out. Sometimes you don't hear it, you know, if you're running near traffic, you don't hear it ring.
The arm sleeve. Do you have an arm sleeve right now?
Not on, but I do have one.
I'm tweeted here. This is what I have so far.
How much more do you want?
Is this it? We are delighted that Governor Arnie's back on the show. It's time for overrated. That's 105. 205 Chip Scoggins, plus amending. Plus Biden's letter, kids and a vicious TikTok attack, which we're getting to, your deer story, your car and deer stories.
Oh, we're big on hitting the deer in Minnesota, aren't we?
We are. I think Carter tries to do it intentionally.
He can't shoot one.
Wow. Wow, that's uncalled for. Also, we're
am I wrong?
I want to get to old people and their STDs. Let's put that down. Also,
so what, is that a biography kind
also,
of thing?
So, no, I'm free.
Good
I am.
You.
I'm
Good
free.
For you.
Have
Good
you had
you.
An STD?
No. I'm perfectly clean. Thank you very much.
Should I put also STDs in the old?
I think so.
In the old,
aging with the VD.
We do on here somewhere says we have it's a replay. I have chlamydia. It's Kieran. Should we just try to pump it up right here and see?
Get her going here. You got to give me a second.
Let's see. Let's go bank select. Let's go 3. Bank select. Let's go. Are you ready?
It takes a long time to get to the old replay today.
Sounds like you Saturday night. They've got medication for that.
You would already be done. All right, we're good.
Let's try this one.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. How the am I funny? What the is so funny about me?
Well,
Tell me what's funny.
Okay. The way Kieran's mouth works, that could be him. he likes the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try? Let's see. I thought it was in this one.
A, B, C. A, always, B,
no.
B, C, closing.
We'll find it.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
His trial starts tomorrow.
Does it really?
Yep. Is he going to the Huskow?
I don't think he should.
Seems like that story is a little bit all over the place. I would think it's the responsibility of the, I forget the title of the person.
The armorer?
Armor, yeah. And if I'm on a set, am I pointing guns at people's faces? No. If there's a scene where I have to, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming the armorer is telling me blanks. But apparently people were shooting with these guns when they weren't filming the movie. Doesn't seem like a shrewd idea.
No, not great. I think Hollywood has changed that, I hope, anyway.
I hope. I'm not sure that would help the reality show the Baldwins are going to have if he's in the slammer. Although, I guess if you get cameras in the slammer.
I think so.
It could.
Billy Baldwin shows up to hang out, you know, and chat for an hour.
Outside of Alec Baldwin, who is your favorite other Baldwin?
I think I can only name Billy.
Well, no, you can name Hilaria.
Well, yes, I guess. Hilaria.
And they're different accents.
What's the daughter's name that he left
in
voicemail? Ireland.
And then we have the seven kids, right? Do they have seven children?
Sure.
You could offer me a membership at Pine Valley. I don't know one. While you look up the kids, here's our opening question. Is this it? Is this it? Revolves around downtown Minneapolis. Topic we've discussed many, many times on this show. Once again, it is a weekend where an event brought a lot of people down here. Or if you want to say multiple events brought a lot of people down here. You had the Twins and Astros. Very entertaining. What Miranda pulled off is borderline incomprehensible. Reaching base 13 straight times, 12 hits. One time hit by pitch. By the way, on his out, he had the foul ball by what, 5 feet? Or else it would have been 14 straight times. Rocco's got standards, man. Wasn't in the lineup the next day.
Good.
I suggested cut him. I suggested send him down once he made an out. I think that affirms that Rocco follows at Chad Hartman Show, as he should. You know, we have not talked to Rocco once this year. Can we reach out to Dustin?
We give it a shot.
And say he's on the road in Chicago. He's enjoyed our visits off season. We have him in here for like 45 minutes. All is pleasant. What about tomorrow? Chicago. Rocco. He's probably walking around Chicago before he's at the ballpark. What do you think Rocco gets the ballpark? 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
I'm going 1 o'clock. I think he's an early arrival.
Well,
but hey, he can still give us sounds of the ballpark, sounds of the city.
Be great. It'd be great. So you had the Twins then. I was there Saturday. Taste of Minnesota. I love how we have someone who's a Taste of Minnesota ambassador. Isn't just PR person?
No, you can be an ambassador.
Yeah, it's better to be a...
I'd rather be an ambassador.
Ambassador. Yeah, that's true. PR flack doesn't really... brought Q. It was great. A lot of people... It was during the day Saturday, so you had the Twins game also. Parked over by the 3rd Avenue Bridge. By the apartments when I first backed to Minnesota in 1990, where I stayed right there. And it just worked out that way. It's one like, hey, Quentin, we have to park here. You know, just that's where the meter was.
It's daddy's old place.
Yes. And we walked about 3 blocks. Sea of food trucks. Great options. Beverages from water to, we went the lemonade. I went plain lemonade.
Great choice.
Quinny went cherry lemonade.
Oh.
He liked it.
I'd give that a shot.
Yeah. I trusted standby in case he did not like the cherry, and then we'd do the switcheroo.
Mm-hmm.
You had music. Seemingly the right amount of people were. It was busy, but it wasn't like you couldn't get around.
You had space.
You had space, right? But there was activity. There was some... energy to it. Music all over the place. I wanted to stay for the Wallflowers, but Q was, you know, for him, a couple hours at a place like that is max. Ideally, I would have headed down yesterday to see long, long, long time friends of the show, Jam and Lewis, in particular Jimmy, but I know Terry well. I know Terry. I want to say I know Terry well, but I've known Terry forever, but I know Jimmy well. And I saw a number of clips. They were fabulous. They look phenomenal, too. 65 and 67. Look amazing. They're the greatest producing duo that music has ever witnessed. Look it up. That's true. And they're performing more. And again, it looked like a great crowd. What did we have before? The week before, we had the gymnastics run. We'll have Foo Fighters. Coming up in a couple weeks. Today, down here today, we're in downtown Minneapolis. How did you feel about the crowd on a Monday in downtown Minneapolis.
Typical post-pandemic Monday. A little quiet.
Yeah, it's really quiet. It may, who knows? Are people still taking a holiday break? Possible? You wouldn't think so, but 10 days before the 4th, there was nobody down here, right? So, I mean, we're surrounded by 20, 30, 40 store buildings, which 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago were mainly full. Something will have to radically change for these buildings to be that full again. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
I just don't see it. I think you have some people have decided downtown is not where they're going. Fair or not, they believe that way. You have offices where, because of the pandemic, because of people working at home, they said, whoa, we can do it this way. You have others who have decided to go to the suburbs. So I still like that we are downtown. I like it a lot better on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, though. My appeal to downtown, or what makes downtown appealing to me, is, again, the energy, the friends I would have down here, the places to go. And on Mondays and Fridays, it's ghosty. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's, I think, what do you think, 80% back to where it was? Is that somewhere in that general area?
I think 80s, maybe a little high.
Okay.
I'd say 70.
Okay. So what is, I know Jason like a month ago said, what, do we need something down here? Do we need a green space? Do we need a casino? Do we need, I don't know. Is this just it? Is this it where there's no doubt people come down for Vikings games and concerts, Taste of Minnesota, other big events. But you just have to accept this is it for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years until I don't know what it is, where it's going to bring people down. You have a lot of people living down here, and we have a lot of these buildings where, and we haven't talked to Jacob Fry, what do you think, month? I don't know. It's been a while. But we've had these conversations about retrofitting a lot of these buildings to make them condos and apartments. Where are the bathrooms? You know, most of these have like a, on one floor, there's a bathroom. That's a bit of an issue. I don't think you're going to live at your high-end condo on the 25th floor and then have a community bathroom.
Windows that don't open?
Yeah, windows that don't open.
Wiring that I'm sure doesn't fit a residential space versus an office?
No shower. It's going to be a challenge.
Good for some of us.
As opposed to like two blocks away, you can have all that if you decide to come down here. Is this it? What would have to happen for you to come down here? I could put this on rinse and repeat. I still think there are many parts of downtown where in the evening I have zero problem going to. Zero. You still have the effect of more parts of downtown at night, which aren't as safe as they once were. I don't know how much that has changed. It maybe gets, I mean, you can debate, does it get safer in the summer because more people are down here? Or does it not get as safe because some of the people come down here are intent in criminality? During the day, get out of here. Something terrible could happen today, during the day. Something terrible could have happened during the day, 2014, 1994. Have you once felt uncertain during the day?
No, I've been okay.
No. I've had a couple things downtown the last 4 or 5 years. Twice looked like people were about to surround me. I wasn't that thrilled about it. It turned out to be okay. But do we have to accept this is it? Because let's say A-Rod and Lori end up with the Wolves. And stop telling me this is news. If you thought a couple weeks ago when one outlet reported they've zeroed in on International Market Square and you thought that was news, your head has been in the sand for the last 2 years. That's their only option if it's not Target Center. Where else would they build an arena? So let's say that happened, and I have no idea if A-Rod and Lori are going to end up with the team. And then you knock Target Center down. You put a green space there? We could use more green spaces. That's going to bring people down?
No.
No. What are we going to put, a mini Valley Fair there? That's going to bring people down? No.
Less chance it'll get flooded like the real Valley Fair.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
True.
That's good.
Casino, would that bring people down? Is this it? That's my question. Do we have to accept this is downtown Minneapolis going forward? Story in Wall Street Journal today about, you know, people just trying different entertainers to bring people down. Well, we can't do that 5-6 months a year when it's freezing outside. What do you think? Is this it? Is this what we have to accept for downtown? When there's something going on, bustling. When it's not, never be the same. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is prime ASU for me. This is 86?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. I don't think it's Prince. I don't think that's the theme.
No.
It's National Raspberry Day, so it is a raspberry theme.
You enjoy that weak, tepid little fruit.
Get out of here.
So it's not necessarily a tribute to raspberries, but we're celebrating the berry community in general.
The berry community, which will be a part of overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Okay.
I won't come down among the Texers until I don't have a 90% chance of getting robbed. Not worth it. It's just so idiotic to say that. And again, can I combine this? I'm glad you're listening. Here are your chances of getting robbed during the day. A tenth of 1%. Is that about right?
I've been walking basically all of downtown for now going on 6 years.
Yeah.
My biggest annoyance has been people asking for directions.
Okay. I lived downtown for 3 years. I worked downtown tied to the wolves for 16 years. I've been here for 15 years. I haven't been robbed yet. So, at night, are there places where in 2015 I felt more comfortable than I do now in 2024? Fact. There are still many areas downtown. The majority of downtown at night is totally fine. So, if you just want to go with that stereotype, fine. It just doesn't hold up. Let's go to Adam in Robbinsdale. By the way, a great underrated restaurant scene in Robbinsdale, by the way, sir.
Oh, yeah. Come on down. First of all, I lived downtown for 15 years and stumbled home many times from your buddy's bar at O'Donovan's. Never once robbed. Never once.
Yep.
Not even threatened. Anyways, a couple points. About your about Fry's talking about repurposing buildings. I know the successful one, the old Quest building. It's just east of Highway 100.
Yep.
On the north side in the Bryn Mawr. That was old Quest building that the same developer that did the Armory and the Uptown Theater turned those into apartments. And they did only have one bathroom in each level, but it's really not that more expensive than building from the ground up to add the plumbing. Second of all, Mondays are always going to be dead, in my opinion, going forward, because Mondays are a lot of meetings, getting ready for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And those
used
to be done in conference rooms, and now they're going to be done on Zooms. So I just think Mondays forever are always going to be dead. That's why even though all those apartments are downtown, that there's no one on the streets, because they're on Zoom calls the whole time. And the third thing about the replacing of the Target Center, it's the International Square. Weren't they talking about doing it by the farmer's market where Allianz was originally plan to go? Because I imagine the footprint's got to be about the same as Allianz.
Yeah, it's right over in that general area, right? So
then that's right off the light rail then.
Yeah, you know, that's fair, right? Right in that general area.
Because then it's only two blocks away. But
yeah, that is fair. Good point. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it, man.
Okay.
All right, this text. Part of the problem with Minneapolis is just so damn expensive to golf for a night. Between travel from the suburbs, parking, at a minimum, $100 for dinner and a couple drinks. If you Uber, that's another 100 round trip. And forget public transportation because it's a joke to the northern suburbs. Prices everywhere have gone up, but prices in Minneapolis have gotten staggeringly ridiculous. It is more expensive downtown than most options in the suburbs.
For sure.
That's fair. It's just, do you care enough about, in most cases, a higher quality food and more options? You have to make that decision. And it's always been that way. If you're more picky, if you're more of a foodie, if you want to go see the Orpheum, if you want to go to the State Theater, if you want to see a sporting event, if you want to see a concert, you're not seeing that in Woodbury. And so have prices jumped even more? Yeah. But guess where prices have jumped up more also? Grocery store.
I don't think you're giving the suburbs the credit they deserve, however, for improving the food.
I think
suburbs
good point.
Used to be Chainapalooza, and it's far from that now. You get a lot of great restaurants that are doing very well in suburban communities. If I were, in charge of trying to boost up downtown, get people here, either free or reduce parking after 5 p.m. every day of the week.
Yeah, it's such a chicken and egg situation, right? Because they make plenty of money from that. The city directly makes plenty of money from that. The city indirectly is going to make more money if Dermot has a ton of people to Donovan's or people go to Maison Margot or wherever.
Sure.
But it's not directly to the city. It's a benefit that those businesses continue to thrive and stay open, pay property taxes, and bring that residual, benefit. A few more texts. I won't come down. Let's see. For me, Walls would have to go on TV and apologize for the bleep show he created downtown. Missing in action, so was Fry. Criticized them constantly that week. We'll bring it up. But does that mean you're never coming down because of how horribly they handled a situation 4 years ago? I thought I was stubborn. This is a new reality. During COVID, companies realized they can operate cheaper and more efficiently with workers working from home. Many of my friends who work downtown say they will quit before they go back. Put up pickleball courts. It seems to work everywhere else. don't forget about Morgan Wallen, right? Morgan Wallen brought down 110,000.
Yeah, two sold-out shows.
Right? Lois points out minimum wage in Minneapolis compared to elsewhere. And, if we're the workers there and Blois owns the place, he's going to charge more at the restaurant because he has to pay us. Arne Carlson, frequently on this show, Arne Carlson with an interesting idea, but a now very defiant Joe saying, don't even bring it up anymore. By the way, that's not going to work, Joe. But the idea is fairly smart. Arne Carlson, what does he think Joe Biden should do? He'll tell you in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.